We have one more guest for you today, which is Dr. Alia Khan. She's our chief guest today, and she's prepared some words of nasiha for you, our graduating classes and family and friends and staff who have all come to share in this occasion. She's a clinical professor of medicine at McMaster University and a director of the Calcium Disorders Clinic at St. Joseph's Healthcare at McMaster University. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, the list is so long. She's very accomplished in her field, and she's an example and a role model to all of us that whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, you are an ambassador of the Qur'an and Deen. Jazakallah khair for coming, and we look forward to your nasiha.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Assalamu alaikum, my dear sisters and honored guests. It truly is my pleasure to be here today on this very joyous occasion of your graduation. And I see in front of me a sea of beautiful shining faces with nur on your faces. This room is shining like a brilliant star. And I'm so pleased to be here to be part of your happiness. And I also want to congratulate Dr. Farah Hashmi and her team for establishing these centers of learning on a global basis. Dr. Farah Hashmi is reviving the legacy of Islamic women scholars. And we have such a strong legacy, and the standard is so high that each one of us has to strive hard to try and meet that standard. And I encourage each and every one of you to use your time wisely. Educate yourself. Take this as a stepping stone to further advances. And each and every one of us should look at what Dr. Farah Hashmi has done, a contemporary Muslim woman scholar, and try and further this work and integrate ourselves with our community, the broader community, contribute to our society. We need to do a better job than what we are doing, because a lot of what is around us is a reflection of our inability to stand up and speak and reach out to the broader community in which we live in. We need to integrate our knowledge and be able to serve the community, to serve the creation. And this is how we serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us so much and who has blessed us with the greatest knowledge, which is the knowledge of the Holy Quran. So I'd like to thank all of you, and I would like to congratulate each and every one of you and congratulate all of your teachers, and for the major effort that Dr. Farah Hashmi has made in implementing these centers of learning around the globe. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our sincerity and our intention, and purify our intention and accept our actions and make them fruitful, so that inshallah tomorrow will be better than today. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.